take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena to Jenna from Timeout Bookstore.
Morena.
How's it going?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, a great weekend in the shop?
Yeah, I actually worked yesterday. It was really nice. So I feel very on top of this week already because
yes.
I did so much yesterday.
Excellent.
Payroll's done, ordering's done. We're getting everything. You know, this is a public service announcement, actually, is that it is kind of the last week or so before we can special order for guaranteed arrival
for Christmas.
So if you were thinking of something and you're not sure, contact us because then we can lock in that order. If we don't have it already or if it's already the way in, lock your name next to it. It feels too soon, I know, but it's just the reality of sea freight.
First edition Holy Bible?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Just in time. So, but today I'm going to talk about the big news in books at the moment, which is the Booker Prize. And the book that I've chosen to review, I can't actually say too much about it, so I'm going to buffer this review with some history of the Booker. Are you into the Booker?
I know of the Booker and the, what's the other one, the Pulitzer? Booker and a Pulitzer. I'm like, yep, I know of them, but what does it mean?
Okay, so the Booker Prize was established in 1969, and originally it was for books published in English from long-form books, UK, Ireland, the Commonwealth, and Zimbabwe. So the Commonwealth, of course, includes New Zealand, and we've had some winners. In 1985, we had Kerry Hume's The Bone People won, which was so massive. And there's a really great video on YouTube of that book winning the Booker, and just really shows this time of a smoky room, very smoky room full of men
Durry's
being
inside,
announced.
Yeah.
And then 2013, The Luminaries by Eleanor Catton. And we also had Lloyd Jones's Mr. Pip shortlisted in 2007. But in 2014, they allowed for entries from all over the world. So this includes American authors, which was a bit controversial at the time. But we've reviewed a few of these already this year. Suri is always on top of the Booker without knowing it. So she's reviewed Creation Lake by Rachel Kushner and James by Percival Everett. And I think this shortlist this year is quite polarizing. Like people are coming in across the six books being like, I loved this or I hated it and I couldn't read it. And that generally seems the vibe of the Booker. But what happens for authors, you get the kudos of it, but also a massive sales boost, especially if you win. I'm a bit of a capitalist. I just always want the one that we haven't really sold or the people that you don't really know of to win, because then that book becomes a bestseller for the year within the bookshop, let alone the world. But this year, we've got five women, one man on the shortlist, and one debut in the first Dutch author, which is the book that I'm going to talk about today.
A debut on the...
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Wow. You'd be feeling pretty stoked about that, right?
I know, and perhaps surprised, I'm not sure. But this is written by Yael van der Walden, and she's great. I don't know how old she is, but she looks and seems quite young to me. She's quite funny to listen to in interviews. But this is a book called The Safe Keep. It's set in 1960. It's quite a slim volume. And it's about this woman called Isabel. She's not married, still lives in the family home. Her two brothers have partners and have moved out. And she's quite a bitter, horrible woman. The way that she gets excitement in her life, I think, is exuding control over this household and the things in it and the things that she loves in it, and is really horrible to her housekeeper. The thing is that she doesn't actually own this house. The house is in the name of her brother Lewis, and he has met this new woman. Her name is Eva. She's super glamorous. She's like this platinum blonde hair, red lipstick, and he tells Isabel Eva's coming to live with her in the summer, for the summer, whether she likes it or not, in the Dutch countryside. So Isabel, of course, is distraught about this and spends her days seething and staring at Eva while Eva's just trying to be as nice as she can. And she's actually quite a lovely woman. But the items in the house start disappearing, these things that she, these mementos of Isabel's mother, first it's a teaspoon and then a bit of a plate, and there's these symbolic items that start disappearing. So Isabel of course, turns his suspicion towards Eva. This is it the interesting part of this book, which I can talk about because this book has a lot of spoilers in it, so it's hard to talk about. You know, the relationship between siblings and how when they move on and you're left behind, or these, you know, maybe you're completely focused on your childhood and the way you're brought up and what you did for your siblings, and perhaps they don't feel as grateful as you think they should. It's also post-World War II. It's 15 years after, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, seems quite a long time, longish time, but in the Dutch context, it's only 1 year after the rations had ended, and there's still a lot of this, I guess, like shunning or kind of trying to forget what happened in World War II. And that is revealed throughout the story. So it's a presence. It's not talked about a lot, but it comes more apparent towards the end. So this is a book that is like which I love, is you feel like you know what's happening in the as a reader, and then the characters feel like they know what's happening, especially Isabel, this like person who, this controlling figure, but perhaps what is happening is not actually what we all know. So it's a bit of a slow burn for being such a small book, and I was like, where is this going? And it felt quite familiar, but then it turned into something else, which is my hook for getting people to read it without telling you what happens.
Yeah, excellent. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I think it's a good summer read.
All right.
And it's one of the books that I've read that it's really grown on me after I finish it, and I'm thinking about it a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one. I think it's a
good Christmas present.
Always.
Yes.
Always. You know, start thinking about Christmas. And I'm going to say this probably every review that I do until the end of Christmas, is think about Christmas. Get your presents now because they might not be there.
Really make it easy on yourself. Right?
Exactly.
Do it soon and then just get it done.
Yeah,
you can have it all done this week, people.
I'm doing it now, guys. Yep. I'm putting these things aside. And people come in the week before Christmas and they're like, but you had like 100 of copies of it. And I'm like, yeah, and they're all gone. Mm. So that's the way it is. The Booker is announced November the 12th in the UK. So it's the 13th in New Zealand. So it's an exciting day. The winner gets £50,000. Mm. Yeah. It's going to be the book that everyone wants this Christmas.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know who's going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this one sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's a goodie. It's a goodie, and I'm really happy for this author. And when I've listened to interviews with her and read interviews with her, her references and what her favorite books are super interesting. I think she's she's someone to watch.
Excellent. Hey, Jenna from Time Out, thank you very much. And
thank
this book,
you.
What was the name of this book again?
The Safe Keep by Yael van der Walden.
All right. Excellent. Hey, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
See you soon.
That was Loose Reads.